Sagt der Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes, Bav Metzia, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. Hamasker Bayis Lachaveiroi, the person rented a house to a friend, didn't make up a time. He just said, I'm renting it to you. And they also made up that for every month that the tenant lives in the apartment, he's going to pay X amount of rent. So we have a maskir and a seicher. Who's the maskir? Here it comes again. Mem at the beginning of the word, when it's not part of the sharish, means he's giving something. The owner is giving the apartment. The seicher is one who's renting the apartment. The tenant has been living there. Now the maskir wants him to leave. Maybe he wants the apartment for someone else. Maybe he wants it for himself. So you can't just tell the tenant, you can't just knock on his door and say, pack your bags and leave. You have to give him some time. Zok the Mishnah, b'maisak shami, during the rainy season, during the winter, you can't throw him out of the apartment. He's never going to start schlepping all his furniture, all his stuff, into what? Into the mud and the rain outside? And when is the rainy season? Menachag, from Sukkis, the ad ha-Pesach until Pesach. Well, what if I give him 30 days notice? What if I come to him right after Sukkis? What if I come to him Chanukah time? What if I come to him before Purim? I gave him 30 days notice, 60 days notice. The answer is no. You can't notify someone in the winter that you're throwing him out of the winter. Rather, you would have had to have told him 30 days prior to the Yemaisak Shem. In other words, the deadline would be Tes Vav Elul. Because then he had 30 days to find himself a new apartment before the winter. Now, besides the fact that it's difficult to move during the winter, it's very hard to find an apartment. Most people, when they moved into an apartment, they were there for the entire winter. Because it's hard to move in the winter. So therefore, to tell the person during the winter to go look for an apartment, it's a very, very tall order. It's not fair to him. But in the summer, people do switch diras. It's easier to find a dira. So as long as you gave him 30-day notice in the summer, when it was still summer, then he can't have any tenants. Because we're going to tell him, look, you had enough time to find a dira, and there should have been apartments available. Now, what about if he wants to send him out during the summer? So then he has to tell him 30 days before. But it would help to tell him 30 days before. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Ubikrachim, in the big cities, where it's very hard to find diras. Very hard to find apartments. So Echad Yemaisachama, whether it's in the summer, meaning between Pesach and Sukkis, V'echad Yemaisach Shamim, or whether it's during the winter, during the rainy season, but being that it's so hard to find apartments in the big city, so therefore Shnayim Asur Chaydish. You have to tell him 12 months before. Zakta Batanura. By the way, the same way the landlord has to let him know 12 months before in the big city and in other places, 30 days. And if it's the winter, it has to be that he told him 30 days before the winter started. The seicher, the tenant, also has an obligation to let the landlord know that he's leaving because the landlord has to have enough time to find a new tenant. Why should the landlord lose out? How long before does the tenant have to notify the landlord? So in the smaller cities, 30 days. In the big cities, in the krachim, 12 months. And if you didn't let him know, then you have to continue to pay rent. Zakt de Mishnah weiter, this chiluk between the ayarais, the smaller cities, and the krachim, the big cities, krach means like a sandwich. Krichais b'shesurab, big cities where everyone lives, one on top of the other. This chiluk is only in regard to houses, places to live. However, uvachanuyais, if you rented a store from him, so Echad Ayaris, whether it's the smaller cities, Echad Kerachim or the big cities, whether it's summer or whether it's winter, the din is Shnayim Asur Chaydish. You have to inform him 12 months beforehand. See, a shopkeeper sells on credit. So it's a terrible thing for a shopkeeper to have to move because then customers will come back later to pay and they're going to see, oh, he's not here anymore. They don't know where to go to pay him. So if you want to send someone out of his store, you always have to give him at least 12 months so there's enough time for him to collect from the people who owe him the money. Now, if he knows that he's going to be moving, so he's going to let people know. Excuse me, either you have to pay up earlier, or this is where I'm going after here, and he would have to trust them. Then they're going to go to the new place to pay him, or not give it to them on credit. But he has his options. But it's not fair, once he already gave out the credit, and suddenly he has to move, these people aren't going to pay him. They're not going to know where to come to pay him. Rabbi Shem Megal Neil says, not all shops are the same. Chanus shel nechtoimim, bakeries, let's say, v'shel tzavoyim, where they sell paint or dye, shalosh shanim. You have to let them know 3 years before if you want them to move out of his store. Because these types of stores give credit for a very long time. And they would need 3 years to collect their chayvais. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If you rent a house to a friend, during the winter months. You can't send them out during the winter, even if you give them 30 days notice. It's very hard to find deers then. People don't move then. You would have to have told him, if you want to get him out by the winter, he would have had to have known you want him out 30 days before the winter began. And the official winter season is from Sukkot until Pesach. So Tesvav El would have been the deadline. During the summer, if you want your tenant to leave, it would be 30 days. Now, we're talking about where they didn't make up how long he's staying there. Of course, if they made up how long he's staying there, then you have to hold to the agreement. In the very big cities called Krachim, where it's very hard to find apartments because everybody wants to live there. So whether it's the summer, whether it's the winter, if you want a tenant to leave, you have to give him 12 months notice because you have to give him time to find an apartment. It's not easy to find apartments. However, when it comes to stores, whether it's the smaller cities called Ayarais or larger cities called Krachim, you always have to give him 12 months. Problem is, customers that didn't pay yet, they may come back 12 months later to pay, and they're going to find a closed store. They're going to say, okay, so the store's closed. They don't have to pay. And if they want to pay, they may not know where to pay the person. So you have to give a shopkeeper at least 12 months. Shimon ben Gamliel says certain types of shops like bakers, where they sell dye, where sometimes they would extend credit for up to 3 years, then yes, then you have to give him 3 years' notice.